How significant is it that James introduces himself in his letter as a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, rather than as Jesus' brother?
I love the way that James opens his letter. He's Jesus' brother, but he introduces himself as a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think it'll carry weight with the apostolic church for a couple of reasons. One, that he's Jesus' brother, and people could have probably seen the progression in his life where he goes from not even believing who Jesus is, being upset at his ministry, to being willing to die for it and lose his life for it a little bit later, which he does. And he's a leader in the church. But yet, he doesn't focus on that status as a point of glorification or of to try to glorify himself. He identifies himself as a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not putting himself above anybody else, but he's uplifting Christ and recognizing that he's more than just a human brother, but he's the Lord and Savior of the world, of everyone. And so it orders that relationship with the first priority is a relationship with Christ as our Lord, and then his brother.
It's pretty important that James is known as a brother of Jesus. A couple of things that implies in the context of the early church. It's this culture in which kinship relationships are very important. And so James's testimony about Jesus and his teaching would carry weight in that kind of culture where kinship relationships weighed more than they might in the modern world. Another way in which this is important is that James had a reputation for being a man of piety and prayer. And so kind of an up-close study of the kind of impact that knowing Jesus has on someone's life. And in that way, you see also something of humility. And in a culture where kinship relationships mattered so much, it's interesting that James doesn't play that up as he opens the letter. He says simply, I'm a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't take advantage of the fact that he's Jesus' brother. He doesn't seem to be throwing his weight around. And in that regard, it seems that James probably learned a lesson very well from his brother Jesus. Jesus taught in Luke 8:21. That his mother and brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. And certainly if you read the book of James, you understand that this man learned that lesson, that hearing the word and doing it matters more, and it seems it mattered more to James than identifying himself as the brother of Jesus.
When you look at the way James introduces himself in the book, James, the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, you see nothing there of his brotherly relationship to the Lord Jesus. He, in fact, seems to avoid that connection, and it does seem to me that there is a good reason for that. We read in John 7 that none of Jesus' brothers believed in him during the course of his earthly ministry. None of them, including James, followed him, and James himself was not converted until the resurrection, where Jesus appeared to him and apparently very quickly changed in heart. But all of this is completely eliminated from James's introduction of himself. And nevertheless, he simply writes his name, assuming that all the world that received that letter would still know who he was. So he didn't put much stock in his human title himself. At the same time, it does seem to me that the early church paid attention to who he was because of how quickly he rose up through the ranks. He was recognized as a pillar of the Jerusalem church. When Peter was released from prison, he said, tell James and the brothers that I've been released. And so we know that he was very early recognized as a leader. He was pretty clearly in leadership in Acts 15 when he helped to write that letter that went out to the entire church. Here's what I think. I think in spite of the fact that James had this pedigree, human pedigree, in our own experience, when we think of one another, we don't think of those things as commonly as we think of what we see in each other in terms of spiritual depth. So James, who is known as a man of prayer, so that his knees were calloused from his prayer life, James, who had a zeal for the law, James, who cared for his parishioners, cared for the church with great passion, it seems to me that those spiritual qualities had much more to do with the church's reception of his leadership than any human pedigree that we might name.